Hi everyone. I'd like to show you a demo of remotely managing Hyper-V running on NanoServer. So I've got this management client here, which is running Windows 10 Technical Preview 2, and it's networked to a headless machine that is running NanoServer. Now I've also got Hyper-V installed on the NanoServer. So let's take a look at how we can remotely manage it. I'm going to open a PowerShell window here. And the first thing we'll do is we'll go ahead and collect the IP address of the NanoServer and the credentials. And now we're going to use one of my favorite commandlets, which is testwsman. And what this does is it sends out a ping over wsman to the remote machine. And it's a really great way to test to verify that you have connectivity to be able to open a remote PowerShell session to a machine. So it looks like we got a response back, so we're good to go. And now we will go ahead and remote into the machine. So we're going to say enter PS session, give it the computer name, give it the credentials. Now what this is going to do is it's going to open an interactive remoting session to our NanoServer. Notice that the prompt changed here with the IP address of the NanoServer. So now we are working against the NanoServer directly. Let's go ahead and take a look at the modules that we have available. Looks like we have quite a few. We have sim commandlets, DISM, we have some of the PowerShell core commandlets, some commandlets for networking, and some for storage as well. So this is what we currently have available in Technical Preview 2, but you can expect that we will continue to work on this and flesh this out over time up until we release Windows Server 2016. So the first one I want to work with is sim commandlets. So let's go ahead and import the sim commandlets module. And what I want to do is I want to verify that we are running against a NanoServer. So I'm going to use get sim instance, pass it the Win32 operating system, and let's go ahead and format that as a list. We'll grab the CS name, the caption, and the manufacturer. All right, so you can see we are running against Windows Server Technical Preview 2 Tuva, and Tuva was the code name for NanoServer, so we know that we are working against Nano. All right, let's take a look at our modules again. Okay, you can see that we also have support for the DISM module. And this is a great module to use to add or remove features of Windows. So what we can do is let's go ahead and import the DISM module. And we'll take a look at what features are installed. We can run get Windows, optional feature, we'll say dash online, where state equals enabled, and format that as a table. Grab the feature name and the state. All right, so you can see that we have file and storage services installed. We've got SMB Direct, but we also have Hyper-V installed on our NanoServer. Cool, so let's go ahead and exit, and I want to show you something else. So now we're back at the management client, and what I've done is I've installed the Hyper-V tools. So if I open Windows features here, notice I don't have Hyper-V itself installed, but I do have the management tools installed. I have both the GUI tools as well as the PowerShell module installed on this client. And I can use these tools to remotely manage Nano in the same way that I am accustomed to. So let's go ahead and let's import the Hyper-V module. Now one of the things that we've done, improvements that we made to the Hyper-V module in this release of Windows, is that we've added a new sim session parameter to all of the commandlets. So for example, if we take a look at get VM, the syntax here, we still have support for computer name, which has always been there, and what this does is it remotely manages over DCOM. But now we have the sim session parameter on all the commandlets. And what this does is it goes, instead of going over DCOM, it goes over WSMAN, which is the same protocol that PowerShell Remoting uses. And it's much more firewall friendly. So if you have a PowerShell Remoting session, if you have PowerShell capability to open a PowerShell Remoting session to NanoServer, you can now use the Hyper-V commandlets and use them the same way. So let's go ahead and create a new sim session against our NanoServer. So we'll say new sim session, computer name NanoServer. There's our sim session. And now what we can do is we can pass this sim session to the sim session parameter whenever we use the Hyper-V commandlets. So for example, I can say get vm-simsession$cs. And it worked, but looks like we don't have any VMs yet. So let's go ahead and create a new VM running on our nano server. Say new VM simsession$cs. We'll give it a name, nano server VM, a VHD path, demo nano server.vhd. This should go off and remotely create a VM on our nano server. There it is. And we'll also connect it to our network switch, our virtual network switch. Say sim session again. VM name is nano server VM. And the name of our adapter is network adapter. And then our switch name is external. All right, now we're connected up to the network. So our VM's created successfully. Let's go ahead and start it up. Dash sim session name nano server VM. All right. And to verify, let's run get VM again. And there's our nano server VM created, up and running. Running nano VM on top of nano. So that showed how we can run a nano server guest VM using Hyper-V running on the nano server host. But you might also be wondering, how about running like a full Windows Server data center on top of nano? Can we do that? So let's go ahead and try that. Now I showed how you can use the Hyper-V commandlets to manage Hyper-V on nano, but nano doesn't mean no GUIs. It just means no GUIs running on the server. So this time, let's use the Hyper-V Manager GUI running on the management client and remotely targeting Hyper-V on Nano to create a VM running Windows Server 2012 as the guest. So I'll launch my Hyper-V Manager here, and I can right-click and say Connect to Server, and I can pick another computer. So we'll pick Nano Server. Cool, so we're connected to our nano server. There is our nano server VM running there, as we expect. And I can use the new virtual machine wizard to create our 2012 VM. So let's give it a name, WS2012. We'll make it a Gen 1. Give it some startup memory. We'll connect it to the network. We're going to use an existing VHD. Connected to that, we'll hit finish, and it's going off and creating our VM there on Hyper-V. All right, let's go ahead and open connect using the virtual machine connection, and let's start it up. Now this is going to take a little bit of time because what I did is I have a pre-created VHD, and I'm attaching it to a new VM that I just created, and so it needs to do some hardware detection and some cleanup on the first boot. And again, the point here is that you can either use the PowerShell commandlets to remotely manage Hyper-V running on Nano Server with the benefit of the new sim session parameters, or you can use the graphical Hyper-V manager to also remotely manage it. And you can do that in the same way that you've been doing with previous releases of Windows Server. And there it is, there's our VM, full Windows Server 2012 data center running on top of Nano. All right, thanks again for watching.